hello, this is a sort of one-off on the Fault in Our Stars movie, which is just coming out.
I've joined. Imagine if John Green actually heard this.
Sorry. Oh my gosh, and then he like replied to it.
I doubt that. Guys, let's hold our horses. Yeah.
So, I still haven't actually read the book.
Fine.
Yeah, so...
Shame on you.
It is kind of everywhere.
Even I have.
So I'm kind of captivated by just this pandemonium. and now the film's finally happened, so what's going on then? You haven't seen it, have you, Charlotte?
I'm seeing it in like a few hours. And I'm not prepared for this.
No, you're not. You're really not prepared.
With other people because
I'm going on a Sunday. I'm going on a Sunday so that I'm hoping minimal people will be there to see me just...
Yes. Stop. You're going to go in disguise.
Blubbering mess, yeah. Blubbering
what is it? Why is it so appealing if it's so sad then?
Because
it's different.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's just, that's why. Because, like, Angela Alcott just, wow.
And Nat Wolff. Nat Wolff is just a...
Yeah, but it was big before.
Yeah.
Nat Wolff.
It was big before, like, the book came out. I mean, I'd had it on my bookshelf for, like, 2 years before I read it.
Yeah.
Because I just wasn't emotionally prepared, and everyone was like, it's so sad, you're going to cry, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to buy it, but I'm not sure I'm quite ready for this, and then finally sat down and read it in like a day.
You know what it made me?
I just cried.
I read it on a plane, and I got to the end of it on a plane, and the air hostess had to bring me a paper bag, because I was breathing that hard, that like,
hyperventilating.
I was like hyperventilating that they had to bring me a paper bag to breathe into.
Wow.
No word of a lie.
So a book's presumably never done that for you before.
No.
The only other thing that's done that for me is Allegiant.
Well, I think it's my reason.
I'm reading Allegiant
a Star in English. I read it the night before, and I had the English exam in the morning. Remember, I was going to you like, you have to read it.
Yeah.
But then I got a C in that exam.
I think
not very like me.
So John Green's
fault.
An A star in English.
Yeah. It's John Green's fault. Blame him. Cheering him up.
It's so sad.
Anything else?
Is it sadder than the book?
It's so much sadder.
It's the music. I bet you it's the music because I've got the soundtrack already, and I could just tell.
Like Ed Sheeran, Ed
Sheeran does it.
Yeah.
No, it's like there's bits of it that like they don't have music in it, so it's just like purely the acting. Like it's the bit.
Is it uncomfortably silent?
Mm. Yeah.
No, everyone in the cinema's crying.
Well,
in the film it's uncomfortably silent, but when you hear everybody else.
Yeah, I heard there's a really quiet bit, one of the sad bits, and you just hear everyone sobbing.
It's just there's a bit. Is there a lot of rain in the movie?
Rain?
Yeah.
No, so it happened once.
Did you all read the book?
Yeah.
Like, when he died, they sat in the car and it was raining. I just thought, spoilers. Pathetic
violence. Just in case you've
pathetic violence.
Read it. I was going to say something else. You know what they miss out? Sorry, I've got to say this. I always say this. They miss out Caitlin.
I didn't really think the author's daughter.
Clearly she's not memorable.
No, Caitlin's the one that they go shoe shopping with, and she's just like, oh my god, these shoes, I could just die. And then awkwardly look at Hazel, who's just like, they're like... Thanks.
Selling of the swing set.
I got so annoyed at that because it says
in like old perverted swing set
seats for the butts of children. And I just like really looking forward to that because I think Ansel Elgort could have like acted that out so well.
Have they got Hump the Moist Cave Wall in it?
No, they've not got that.
What?
And they missed out something else, and I can't remember what it was.
The only thing that annoyed me about the film is like the ending happened so quickly. Like, it went from the eulogy,
and then it's like 8 days later.
But it's kind of like
that could be like.
I mean, and it's like the sisters bit in the middle, and I think if they did cut that out, then that's Jomina's bit that you could easily just cut out.
They also miss out his old girlfriend. Like, they don't reference.
Yeah,
her
but
at
that's
all.
Quite yeah, confusing that's... to say. Like, to show in a film, I suppose.
Yeah, I can see why they did it.
I can understand that.
To make it more focused on the story.
So, is it watchable? Who's this going to appeal? Is it just going to appeal to you guys?
Everyone.
No, I think it'll appeal to everyone.
Yeah. There are loads of guys in the cinema.
Yeah, there were so many guys. I'll stand next to a guy.
Girlfriends, but they were crying as well.
Yeah, the guy next to me, he was crying, but he was, like, comforting his girlfriend as well. He was like, it's okay. He went, it's okay, doll, it's not going to it doesn't matter. And I was just like, shut up, it does matter.
You keep on hearing say people, that was a very bad sentence. you keep on hearing people like comforting and saying it's okay. And
yeah,
it's
okay.
It's not saying okay.
Why are they saying okay? Don't say that. Say all right.
Usually say okay, and I have to keep on stopping myself because I was comforting my friend like after we came out. I was saying it's okay. No, it's not okay. It's all right.
I ended up okay, is the way they say I love you. I just want to put that one out.
Once you've seen it, you just keep seeing references everywhere.
I know. Like I went babysitting after, and I probably shouldn't have done it. I was still an emotional wreck. But we were drawing chalk on the drive, and she drew. The little girl, she's about two, she drew a circle and then a little circle inside of it. Oh. And I was just like, no, what?
It's also a little Venn diagram.
Yeah.
Venn diagram humor is the best.
Absolute best.
Alright.
There's a lot of humour in it, actually.
Yeah, there is. There was bits where I was just like happy laughing, happy crying, but laughing at the same time.
Like I've seen the clip where he's like, oh yeah, it's a metaphor with that bit. And she's like, you're doing so well too. And he's just like, hey.
I cried at that bit.
It's just like a little bit, so it just make you smile. Like,
yeah. Oh, like, there was a bit where they were saying okay to each other, like over text. It's like, oh my god, stop flirting with me. Yeah. And I started like screaming at that because I was so happy. I was just like, it's my favourite character to like come to life.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. But then,
absolutely perfect.
Past that bit, I was just like sobbing. Like, two hours.
Hasn't read the book even. Will be able to like understand it to go in because it's always like when you go see the Hunger Games and if you haven't read the book, it's a bit.
No, I think it's probably going to be okay.
Yeah.
From the bits that I've seen.
Oh god, I did it again.
From the bits that I've seen on the internet, they'll be fine. It'll be a shock, but they'll be fine.
Who they just won't know about
everyone.
Everyone.
You say that.
Where does it rank?
That's not really true.
Teen drama films. Perks of Being a Wallflower is my ultimate.
Oh my god, I love Perks.
I love Perks.
I haven't seen it, but I've read it.
I never saw Perks.
But I didn't cry as much at Perks as I did at the Fault in Our Stars.
Yeah, I think
it's going to be. Does that mean you love Fault in Our Stars more?
Probably.
I preferred I preferred the Fault in Our Stars to read, but I haven't seen Perks, so I can't compare the films.
Perks is just like emotional.
See, I didn't cry at Perks.
Tiffles breaks you.
Yeah. At Perks, I didn't cry till right at the end. Like
until, when Charlie's
Charlie starts having, like, a breakdown. But the Fault in Our Stars, it's when they were talking about when Hazel went into hospital as a kid when she was first diagnosed. And that was, like, 20 minutes or so into the film. And from that point forward, there was no going back. The tears just kept coming.
I'm probably going to start crying when it's, you know, when it, like, you see the title of the film before you go in. I'm probably going to start crying then.
Yeah, I actually, a little tear escaped at that point.
You could just hear everyone gasp as soon as it's like, this screening today.
Do you know, with a lot of people?
Probably. See, I went with 7 people.
But I mean, like, and, like jam-packed cinema, like you sitting on the floor.
I think it's less emotional because you can hear everyone crying.
Yeah, I think if you hear everyone crying, you'll laugh a little bit.
It was more emotional because everyone was crying and it affected them. Like, it's because it was so sad that it affected, like, absolutely everyone. Like, it wasn't just me. Like, because you could tell it wasn't me being, like, really pathetic and sappy. It was, like, everybody understood what was going on and, like,
but, like, even my sister, my sister's 9 in a couple of weeks. Whenever a Fault in Our Stars advert comes up on the telly, and I'm like, shh, Emily is, like, the first one. Yes. And she hasn't read the book. Yeah. She hasn't, like, seen the film. She kind of vaguely knows the plot line from what I've told her. But for, like, a 9-year-old to be wanting to be involved with, you know, teen fiction. But and obviously, I'm not
quite so heavy.
It shows, I think, that it's going to be one that will stick around for the younger ones coming into it, rather than just being like one for the age group. Yeah.
You'd be watching it in English lessons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should you wait?
That's absolutely unfair.
Costing more people more A stars. Hannah, what a perfect place to end this.
She didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
I don't think I can talk to people who don't like the Fault in Our Stars books. I think it's brilliant.
Yeah. Like, I don't usually like romance things, but that, oh my god,
it's like bombastic.
I think that's
well said, girls.
Do you know the
I'll try and go and see it. Oh, go on.
No,
go on,
no, it's fine. You can. I just wondered, do you know the Peter Van Houten bit?
Yeah.
Did you find that? Do you know when he was talking to them about their cancer? Did you find that really uncomfortable to
no,
say?
No, I was just like,
dude.
No. And you know, like the way it's acted out in the film, I felt so uncomfortable. Like you could
I
just
know.
When he was like
I loved his character.
I loved his character, but I thought
I don't know what I thought. But like when he was talking, he was just like, "Oh, you want everyone to pity you because you're a disease, you're a mutation, you're something like that." And I just felt really uncomfortable. Like I was just like, "No, stop it."
I think it'll be fine.
Shows good acting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
No, bring tissues.